Okay, so today we're diving into the world of CTOs, specifically how their role is changing as tech gets more complex. And these startups, they're not just tiny anymore, they're blowing up, you know? We've got this article from Emerging Tech Update. It's from September 20th, so really recent. It's called "The CTO's Essential Role in Startup Expansion
I
Strategies."
see.
And it's not just about being a coding whiz, which I think some people still.
Yeah, they think it's all about just like the technical stuff.
Exactly. But this article digs into how much more strategic it's gotten. Like, everyone knows a startup needs a great product, right?
Of course,
Yeah. What happens when it actually works? When you got to scale up fast?
That's where things get interesting.
Totally. And that's where the CTO, they become like essential to making sure the whole tech side can even handle that growth.
That's true. It's like
They use this phrase,
down.
adaptable framework. And I'm like, okay, that sounds important, but what does it actually mean?
It's kind of like you wouldn't build a house on sand,
Not,
right?
hopefully not. And
You want that solid foundation, especially if you're thinking of like adding on later, making it bigger.
okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
So in the tech world,
Yeah.
that's what the CTO does. They're making sure that the base, the tech, can grow with the company.
So it's like they're not just coding for today, they're coding for what might be needed a year, 2 years down the line.
Exactly. Anticipating those needs, that's key.
So, like, give me an example. What's a decision a CTO might make early on that would make a huge difference later?
Okay, so have you heard of microservices architecture?
Vaguely, yeah, it's like breaking things down into smaller chunks, right?
I got
Okay.
it. Now, it might seem more complex at first,
Sure.
but as the company grows,
Yeah.
it gives you so much flexibility. You can scale up different parts independently without this whole thing.
Right, you're not rebuilding the entire house just to add a bathroom.
Precisely. It's about preventing those growing pains that can really hurt a startup later.
It's funny. This makes me think of Spotify.
Oh, how so?
They started with this big Python thing, right? A monolith, I think they call it.
I see,
And they had to transition to
To
microservices.
handle all those users, right?
Exactly. Millions of people streaming at the same time.
There you go. That's a prime example.
So that's the CTO making that call, seeing that vision.
Being strategic, yeah.
Okay, so how do they actually plan for that? Like, is there a secret CTO playbook?
Well, not exactly secret, but there is something called a technology roadmap.
Okay, and what's that all about?
It's basically a high-level plan, but it's tying the technology directly to the company's goals as it grows.
So it's not just let's build the coolest stuff.
No.
It's got to be let's build the stuff that gets us to where we want to be.
And in a way that won't fall apart when you get big.
Right, got to be future-proof. So the CTO, they're like the architect of the tech, but they're also thinking like a business person.
They have to. It's all connected.
That's wild.
And this roadmap, it makes sure everyone's on the same page.
The tech team, the CEO, everyone.
Resources are used, right? And the whole tech team is moving in the same direction.
Speaking of the tech team, the article mentions something about engineering culture,
Oh, that's a big one.
which, like, what does that even mean?
It's about the environment, you know?
Okay.
Making a place where talented engineers, they want to be there, they want to work together and come up with new ideas.
So it's not just about having the coolest office space.
It helps, but it's more than that.
Right. There's got to be some substance.
Think about Google. Back in the day, they had that 20% time thing.
Oh, yeah, where they could work on their own project.
Exactly. That kind of freedom, plus being able to collaborate and share what they're learning
So it's like trusting your people to be brilliant.
and giving them the space to do it.
That's got to be hard, though, right?
It's a balance, for sure.
Because you need that innovation, but you also need to keep things moving forward. It's not just beanbag chairs and free snacks. It's got to be deeper than that.
And that's where the CTO comes in. They
Okay.
have to set the vision for the team, the standards. They have to create that culture where everyone's always learning and trying to improve.
So they're not just managing code, they're managing people
And expectations.
and trying to wrangle all those big brains to work together.
It's a delicate ecosystem, that's for sure.
It's like creating a space where brilliance can actually like multiply, right? Not just exist, but actually grow.
And that's what leads to those like game-changing innovations,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, totally get that.
It's not just about keeping up, it's about setting the pace.
Okay, so we've talked about building that solid foundation, getting the right people, but let's shift gears a bit. Something less glamorous, but honestly just as crucial, security and all that. I mean, data breaches are everywhere these days.
All the time.
So how does that whole responsibility fall on the CTO's plate? What do they have to do?
They become the guardians, right? They're protecting the customer data, making sure it's secure, that it's not going anywhere it shouldn't.
Which is a huge e-job. I mean, the ways people can hack stuff these days, it's insane.
It's constantly evolving.
It's like a whole arms race.
Exactly.
So they're not just like putting up a firewall and calling it a day.
No, no, no. It's got to be baked into everything.
So like every decision, every line of code.
From the ground up, security has to be part of the DNA of the tech.
That's intense.
And it gets even trickier, right? Because then you've got all these regulations.
Yeah, the legal stuff.
GDPR, CCPA, it's a whole alphabet soup of laws that are constantly changing.
So the CTO has to be a lawyer now, too.
Well, not quite a lawyer, but they have to be aware of all that, definitely.
Wow, so on top of everything else, they've got to keep up with all these legal changes.
Because if they don't,
yeah.
Huge fines, damage to the company's reputation, it can be really bad.
Yeah, that's not something you want to mess with.
Not at all.
Okay, so we've got this robust framework, the A-team's assembled, we've got Fort Knox levels of security happening.
Right, it's all coming together.
But at the end of the day, who are we building all this for?
The users, of course.
Exactly. The customer. So what does the article say about keeping those folks happy? Where does the CTO fit in there?
So it's not just about building cool tech anymore.
It's got to actually work for people.
And not just work. It's got to be what they want, what they need.
Okay, so how do they figure that out?
Data.
Data, right? Everyone's talking about data.
But it's not just about collecting it. It's about understanding it.
Right, making sense of it all.
The CTO, they use that data to figure out how people are actually using the product.
So like what features are they loving? What are they ignoring?
Exactly. And then they use that information to shape the roadmap.
So it's like they're constantly adjusting the course based on like real-time feedback.
Exactly. It's about being responsive to the user's needs.
That's got to be a wild ride though, right? Because things change so fast.
It's a constant balancing act.
Because you've got your vision for the product.
Right.
But then you've got to be open to the fact that, hey, maybe people are using it in a totally different way than we thought.
And that's a good thing. You know, that means people are engaging with it.
True.
Think about those recommendation algorithms like on Netflix or Spotify.
Oh, yeah, where they tell you what to watch or listen to next.
That's all driven by data.
It is.
That's what we love.
I never really thought about it like that.
CTOs realized, hey, we can use this information to make the experience even better. More personalized.
So it's like they're shaping how we experience like everything online, even if we don't realize it.
In a way, yeah, it's about creating those seamless, enjoyable experiences.
That's wild.
And it's incredibly valuable too,
yeah.
You know? I read somewhere that Netflix's recommendation engine, it's worth like $1 billion a year to them.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, because it keeps people engaged, coming back for more.
Wow, that's insane.
It's all about understanding what the user wants, even before they know they want it.
That's next level stuff.
It is, and it all ties back to the CTO and their team making those decisions, crunching that data.
So they're like the puppet masters of our digital lives.
Well, maybe not puppet masters.
Okay, maybe that's a bit much.
But they are definitely playing a crucial role in shaping how we interact with technology.
Okay, for sure. Here.
And as technology keeps evolving, that role is only going to get more important.
So much to think about, honestly.
Right. And we've only scratched the surface.
It's kind of mind-blowing how much falls on the CTO, especially with these startups. Everything's moving so fast.
It's a dynamic role for sure.
And it's not just about tech skills anymore. It's like they need that big picture thinking.
Absolutely.
Like, where's this whole thing going?
That strategic vision, it's essential.
Totally.
The article, it ends on this note about CTOs being catalysts for growth.
Oh, I like that.
I love that phrasing because it shows they're not just solving problems, they're shaping the future.
They're not just building the engine, they're figuring out where the rocket's going to go.
Exactly. And making sure it gets there.
And the thing is, the landscape they're navigating, it's changing all the time.
Constantly. I mean, think about AI.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's talking about AI.
It's not just a buzzword. It's transforming everything. And then you've got Web3, the metaverse. All these things are coming at us so fast.
It's a lot to keep up with.
And the CTOs, who can not just keep up, but anticipate, experiment, adapt, those are the ones who are going to lead the way.
So it's like they need that crystal ball.
A little bit, yeah.
But they also need to know how to actually build stuff they see in it.
Exactly. You need that vision, but then the technical expertise to make it a reality,
mm-hmm.
and the leadership skills to bring your team along with you.
So to our listeners out there, if you're working with a CTO or maybe even thinking about becoming one.
Yeah, what's the big takeaway here?
What should they be really thinking about after listening to all this?
I'd say this. The CTO role, it's not just about being a tech whiz anymore. It's about being a leader, a visionary, someone who can connect the dots between all these different things.
The tech, the business, the people.
It's all connected.
It's not just about building cool tech. It's about building tech that actually matters.
That makes a difference. That drives the company forward.
And does it in a way that's not going to like explode in a year.
Sustainable growth. That's the key.
Sustainable growth. I like
CTOs. They're the architects of innovation. They're protecting the data. They're supporting their teams. They're navigating the future.
It's a big job.
It is. But someone's got to do it.
Well, on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for today.
I agree.
We've gone deep into the world of the CTO, and it's clearly a role that's only getting more complex, more important.
Absolutely.
So as you go out there into the world, just remember, the next time you're using an app, streaming music, whatever it is, there's a CTO somewhere working behind the scenes to make it all happen.
And they're probably already thinking about what's next.
Exactly. Always one step ahead.
That's the job.
Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure. Always fun to chat about this stuff.
Until next time, keep innovating.